John O'Dowd from Sinn Féin joining us today. Well, clear blue water here, John, between how the Deputy First Minister views the pastor's comments, hate mongering is how he described the sermon, and Peter Robinson, the First Minister.
Quite clearly, I'm actually in shock at Peter Robinson's comments. His defence of the pastor is reference to that he would trust Muslims to go to the shop for him, as if Muslims are there to serve Peter Robinson and others, when clearly it sent out a signal.
That's not what he meant, and you know it.
Well, hold on, Peter. Hold on. He said it, and he had a quite lengthy interview with the journalist, and he said it, so therefore he must have meant it. He said that he would trust Muslims to go to the shop.
And he also said, now, right in the next sentence, he said, I would trust them to do other day-to-day issues, of course
what
I
would. That be? What would that be, to clean his house?
Well, no, he didn't say that.
Well, what does Peter Robinson see members of the Muslim community as his co-equals, or does he see them as people he goes to the shop for? And that's what this is about, because clearly Pastor Connell's comment, in my view, in my humble opinion, show that Pastor Connell sees the Muslim community as not his equals, that they aren't fit to be equals of him as a Christian preacher. Peter Robson's comments, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, add to that thought that the Muslim community and Muslims are not their co-equals. Now, we have to work on a basis that everyone in society is our equal, that everyone has the right faith, that everyone has the right to their belief. And Christians, the Christian faith is in no position whatsoever to lecture the Muslim community on the use of violence. None whatsoever. So I think we have to get off whatever pedestal people are setting themselves up on, get off those, come down to the same level as everyone else, and treat everyone with the respect they deserve.